Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ina Slaughter. Batting second. The second baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Elston Howard. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Turley. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bob Turley. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting third. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. And now, play ball. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter takes first base on ball four. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Slaughter. The throw from Wilson and he is safe. Slaughter steals second. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald strikes out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle bunts towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to first for the out. Slaughter moves to third. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek strikes out. One out. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley strikes out. Two outs. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Slaughter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Kubek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning bunts in front of the plate. Barra scoops up the ball and tags Bunning for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDougald is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-0 in the game. Mantle strikes out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0-for-1 in the game. Berra hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-1 in the game. Virgil hits a pop-up towards short. Kubek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard strikes out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley is 0-for-1 in the game. Turley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mantle. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to third. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunning hits a line drive towards short. Quebec reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Slaughter hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 2 in the game. McDougald hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantle strikes out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mantle. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 2 in the game. Virgil takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene strikes out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling scores. Virgil moves to second. It's Yankees, 1, Tigers, 1. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mantle. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Virgil scores. Maxwell goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Tigers. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0 for 2 in the game. Scourin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard strikes out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kubek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keen. Kubek reaches second base with a double. Skowron moves to third. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Bob Turley. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0-for-2 in the game. Bunning bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Wilson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bowling bunts towards first. Skowron fields it and throws to third for the out. Bunning moves to second. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Virgil hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mantle who is chasing the ball. Virgil reaches third base with a triple. Bunning scores. Bowling goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keene. The throw from Vera and he is safe. Keene steals second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Kaline is walked intentionally. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Gale Harris. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virgil scores. Keene scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 7-1, Tigers. Johnny Groth pinch runs for Gus Zernial. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing left field. Charlie Maxwell now playing first base. Enos Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Slaughter takes first base on ball 4. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McDougald hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantle strikes out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berra hits a line drive into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 2 in the game. Bunning strikes out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a fly ball into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 3 in the game. Carey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.